Diapason of Heaven for Mind. The real Christian scientist is constantly accentuating harmony in word and deed, mentally and orally, in all thought, speech, and action, perpetually repeating this diapason of heaven. Good is my God, and my God is good. Love is my God, and my God is love. Good. God. Spirit. Omnipotence. Omniscience. Omnipresence. Omniaction. Omniscience includes omniintelligence, omniwisdom, and omni-knowing. Good is enthroned in my consciousness. Therefore, the omnipotence of God, the intelligence, wisdom, and knowing of God, the presence of God, and the action of God is enthroned in my consciousness. Since God is omnipresent, nothing can be missing from these qualities in my consciousness. Whatever God is, because He's omnipresent, His qualities are enthroned in my consciousness. Nothing can dilute the power of God, because everything about God is omni, which means one, only, and all. There's not two or three or any other number. There's one, and that one is infinite. The one power of God is infinite. No limit. No restriction on time or space. No limitation of any kind whatsoever. Infinite is infinite. Infinite is without limits. God is incorporeal. So there's no limit to some kind of a fake concept of God being material. God is spirit. Therefore, God's manifestation is spiritual. For God's manifestation only has one source. And since that source is spirit, that means the manifestation is spiritual. God is the great I am, all-seeing. That means the seeing of God's manifestation is a reflection of the seeing of God. Again, God is infinite. So there's no limitation to the seeing of God, and therefore there can be no limitation to the seeing of God's image and likeness. Genesis 1 states, in the only creation there is, God made man in His image and likeness, and gave man dominion over all the earth, everything in the earth is under the dominion of man, because God enthroned man with God's qualities. The only qualities man has are the qualities of God. And the qualities of God are without limit. They are omnipresent. They reflect the omnipotence of God, the omni-intelligence of God, the wisdom and the knowing of God. So they're a part of man's consciousness. Therefore, man is conscious of having the reflection of the qualities of God. That's man's only source of anything. And it is the source of everything that man needs. God gives us all the tools. And the knowing, which is a reflection of the knowing of God, means that man knows exactly what he needs to know, to do what he needs to do, exactly when he needs to do it, how to do it, why he's doing it, and nothing can refute the plan of God. God is love. Love includes plan. Love includes purpose. Everything that man is led to do is for the purpose of God. Man cannot be deluded in his activities, for his activities are a reflection of the activities of God. Man cannot drift. Man always has a purpose. And the purpose is to be listening to and carrying out the duties assigned to him by God. God is the one in control. God is the one that directs every activity of man. There is no activity that is in limbo. Every activity is with purpose. Every activity is to bless all mankind. Man is a giver, not a taker. Man is not passive. Man is vivacious, because life itself is vitality, expressing the qualities of God. That is the purpose of life, to express the qualities of God. And nothing can dilute that. Nothing can divert it. Nothing can deflect it. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can reverse it. Nothing can muffle it or block it. All capacity is from God. Therefore, how can there be any capacity that is deficient? Capacity is perfect all the time. There cannot be any deficiency. There cannot be any surplus. It is exactly the correct amount in the correct intensity, the correct sequence. Every action is the perfect sequence of the action of God. Every capacity is exactly the capacity that is perfect. No variance from perfection. There's no deviation from perfection. It is absolutely on the mark. Can never miss the mark. It is on the mark. Perfect action. There is no time. There is no space. Because God is omnipresent. And man reflects the omnipresence of God. Everything is within consciousness. The consciousness of man is a reflection of the consciousness of God. And that consciousness is recognizable, recognized, effective. There's no mistake, for God is truth. Truth is perfect. Right on the target. All faculty, all facility, all functionality, as well as all capacity, is from God. God is the only source. That means it's perfect. God is omnipower, omnipotent. It cannot be diminished. It is not variable. It is fixed at perfection. It is at the point of perfection all the time. The coordinates of perfection is omnipresent. Nothing can be off. Nothing can be having any deviation whatsoever from the straight line of perfection. What's the connection from God to man? It's direct. It's within consciousness. There's no distance because God is omnipresent. Whatever God is, man is. In quality, not quantity. Because in quantity, man is the term that includes all, everyone, each individual, unique representative of God. Every single one has a direct niche that is only for them. It can't be taken from them. No one can be displaced because everyone has their unique place in the kingdom of God, which is the kingdom of heaven, which is the kingdom of perfection. And it's right here and it's right now. Everything that is from God is true. And God gives me the truth, which is omnipresent in consciousness, a reflection of the consciousness of God. Always effective, no deviation, nothing can be diminished, always effective, always perfect. God gives me the alertness and the purpose, the entire blueprint is direct from God to man. And I'm an individual manifestation of man, and I reflect the blueprint that is for me to fulfill as God's idea, God's perfect idea, can never get off target, but always a direct bullseye, direct connection. Nothing can interfere because everything about God, which includes everything about God's manifestation, is perfect now and always. I'm grateful for everything. Thought that is revealed to me from God. Every thought is effective. Every thought is exactly on target, exactly purposeful, fulfilling God's purpose for me. God provides all of the qualities of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love for each one of his ideas. And each idea of God knows what his purpose is, knows he's given the capacity and every other quality that is directly for the purpose at hand. To fulfill God's mission, by reflection, to bless all mankind. My individual purpose, as is the purpose of all mankind, to serve our fellow brethren, devote life to giving, devote all thought, speech, and action to knowing that everyone has their need fulfilled before they even know that it is a need. Because need and supply are one. There is no excess, there's no deficit. It's always exactly correct and perfect and effective. And I know it. Thank you, Father, Mother, God, for being omnipresent, for being incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite. Mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. For being spirit, for being omnipotent, omniscient, which includes omni-intelligence, omni-wisdom, and omni-knowing, and omnipresent and omni-action, for the entire gamut of all qualities and all capacity is perfect. And I know it. I know that God is the great I Am, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving and eternal. I know this to be true because God is my knowing. All knowing is a reflection of God. And there is no variance. God is all there is. There is nothing but God. And I know it. Amen.